Weil dann soll Adam selbst, weil da bin ich als Zeit für den Chizuk, if I have time, if she must sing, I'll try to look on your kippah. There is a kitzur shulchan aruch in Hilchus Asera Shemei Tshuva, and the kitzur says the following, Oh, lo Adam she is naid by yomim o'elu. It is fitting for a person to accustom himself in the days of Asera Shemei Tshuva, in certain restrictions which he doesn't keep the whole year round. Why? Because we are mabakeh from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that she is na'eg imonu b'chassidus, hence from outside we've also got to put ourselves out. Accordingly, the Kitchen Hall says, if somebody eats the whole year round, paspalta, that means a pas, bread which has been baked by a non-Jewish baker, a varis in kosher, but the ingredients are kosher, of the yomim elu, he shouldn't eat lo yechu ki im pas Yisrael kadoyna. Now, and this applies to not only this restriction, it applies to other restrictions as well. Daf machu chumrus, you've got to make chumrus in Aseret Shemei Tshuva. And the kash is obvious. Isn't this hypocrisy? Because, in actual fact, he doesn't intend doing it after the Aseret Shemei Tshuva. After the Aseret Shemei Tshuva, he goes back to what he did all the year round. All it says here is that in the Aseret Shemei Tshuva, do it. Bishlam, if it would say, in the Aseret Shemei Tshuva, be makabel on yourself, make a resolution that for the coming year, you're going to accept something which you didn't do till now, then one can understand. But if it's merely to keep it in the Aseret Shemei Tshuva, and then after the Aseret Shemei Tshuva you go back, and yet it's written in Halacha. I'd like to share with you a machshava, and I think perhaps this will answer the question. You know, there's a Gemara, not only a Gemara, it's a Medrash, where the Medrash says on this Medrash in Shmuel Aleph, chapter Chof Ches. I think you all know the story that Shaul HaMelech Besot Yomov did something totally out of character. It happened that after Shmuel HaNovi Snifter, the Plishtim attacked Klal Yisrael, and Shaul HaMelech was in a dilemma. How should he react? Normally, he would ask the Kohen Gadol, and he would ask the Urim V'Tumim, and he'd get the answer. But he tried that, and he got no answer. He asked the Chachomim, he asked the Nevi'im, nobody could give him an answer. And he thought, perhaps the Ribbono Shel Olam would tell him b'chaloim, even that didn't go. So he did something totally out of character. He disguised himself, dressed himself up in clothes he couldn't recognize he was Shaul HaMelech, and he took with him his servants, and he went to a lady who lived, she was a Machshefa, and she lived in Ein Dor. This is the Machshefa of Ein Dor, to bring up the spirit of Shmuel HaNovi, and he asked Shmuel HaNovi, what should he do? So he went to this lady, and when he arrived there, he said to her, I want you to bring up the spirit of Shmuel HaNovi. So she said to him, I can't, because Shaul HaMelech had said that whoever practices this type of kishuv will be chayv misa. I don't want to get myself into a problem. So Shaul HaMelech, with a lot of persuasion, told her, don't worry. He didn't tell her he was Shaul HaMelech, but he said, don't worry, I'll see to it, nothing happens to you. We'll keep it confidential and private, nobody will know about it. So she agreed, and then she did her kishuv, and she brought up a spirit, and that spirit was Shaul HaMelech. But as soon as, that was Shmuel HaNovi. So as soon as she brought up the spirit of Shmuel HaNovi, she screamed at Shaul HaMelech, and she said, you've cheated me. Lama orim misoni. You've cheated me. So Chazal said, how did you know? So he said the following. Because normally when they bring up a spirit, the legs are on the top and the head is at the bottom. In this case, it was the other way around. The head was at the top. Al spoida malchus for Shaul HaMelech, the Shmuel HaNovi stood He stood up in the normal way, Kvod HaMelech. So she realized he must be the Melech. So she said to him, Lama Rimisoni, why do... So Shaul said, well, don't worry, I do nothing to you, but tell me, what did that person look like? And she described that person. It looked like Shmuel HaNovi, and he was wearing a me'il. He was wearing the coat which his mother, Chana, had made for him when he was still in the Beis HaMikdash with Eli HaKohen. Boy, if the Gemara says, boy, Gidoil, in that coat he grew, and in that coat he was buried. And this is the one which is Olo, boy Olo. So Shaul realized this is Shmuel HaNovi. So Shmuel HaNovi said to Shaul, Vayomer Shmuel El Shaul, Lomo Yigastani Lahalo San, why did you frighten me? So Chazal say, well, yes, frighten me. So Chazal say the following, when this woman brought up the spirit of Shmuel, it said she told Shaul, Elohim Roisi Oilim Mino Oretz. Elohim refers to two great people. Now, was there two great people? There was only one, only Shmuel. Shmuel brought another person with him. He brought Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? Because he was so frightened that he'd have to go to the best in Shemaido. So he was so frightened, so he took Moshe Rabbeinu with him to testify that there isn't a thing in Torah's Moshe Rabbeinu that he has, wasn't a kind. Because he was frightened, maybe he's done something wrong, B'chayov, and he's going to get punished for it. So he said, I'll take Moshe Rabbeinu as a witness to testify that there's nothing which is missing, and everything which is written in the Torah, mitzvahs, he was Mekai. So the Gemara says, now this is quoted in the Medrash Rabbah, in Shmuel, and it's also quoted in the Yalkut, that Rabbi Loza, when he reached this pasuk, ki avamotel aikho bocha, he started crying. Why did he cry? So he said, if already Shmuel HaNovi hoyim mishyorim miyoyim adin, Shmuel HaNovi, who we know, when a tzaddik, if one could talk about someone who is shomer Torah mitzvos v'meluah, then a tzaddik, one can't even imagine what type of, yet he was frightened of Yom HaDin. Al-achas kamo v'kamo, how much more should we be frightened? So Chazal are telling us that to face the Yom HaDin, Rosh Chodesh Yom Kippur, Aseres Metzuv, it's a frightening aspect, something very frightening. If Shmuel was frightened, certainly would. And in fact, there is another Gemara. There's a Gemara in Yuma, where the Gemara says in Yuma, that La'osid Lova in the Beis Din Shemailo, three people will be brought to the Beis Din Shemailo, an Oni, an Oshir, and the Rosho. A poor man, a rich man, and a Rosho. Somebody who can't control his emotions. So they bring him into the Beis Din. They bring the Beis Din Shemailo, Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They bring in the Oni, and they say, Lama Loyo Sakto Batira. Why weren't you learning Torah? Why didn't you keep everything which is in Torah? So the Oni in the Beis Din Shemailo, they're saying the truth, not saying Sheker. So the Oni says, Oni Hoyisi. He said, I was a poor man, the Torah, and I was constantly occupied with making panos. Torah them as I know, I had to make chadachdaflem. At the lips, so I couldn't keep Shabbos as Evi Madav, sometimes a little bit late. I couldn't go to davening as Evi Madav. There are a lot of things I wanted to do, but I couldn't. It wasn't my fault. So Rebosham said, so you think you have a justification? Klum oni hoyiso yosem ehilat hasokin. I'm not going to go into it more. Bahil hasokin lived in abject penury. He had abishkat kamputa pazir. In fact, whatever he earned as a woodcutter, he gave half to his wife and half to the shomer in the Beis HaMedrash of Shmai Vatkalim. So Gemara gives the story there, what happened to Hillel, who climbed onto the skylight because he didn't have any money, and there the snow covered him and he became unconscious, and that's why Machal Shabbos. If Hillel could do it, so the Rebbe Hashem, then you can do it as well. Bring in the Osher. So they brought him the Osher. So they ask him the same question. Lama loyo sakto batero. So the usher stands there, and he says to the Ribbono Shel Olam, look, I mean it seriously. Usher, oh, you see, you make me a rich man. The Torud, and I was Torud, for you see, benichsai. I had, for Hashem, a lot of business enterprises. I had a lot of property. I had a lot of investments. I had to look after them. I couldn't keep Torah mitzvahs the way I should have done. But it wasn't my fault. So the Rishon said, "Klum Osher Hayiso." Were you then richer than Rabbi Loza ben Chasum? Rabbi Loza ben Chasum, we're told, was a rich man. Was a rich man. He inherited from his father. You know, today if you say to somebody, you've got a house in Park Lane, or in Mayfair, a millionaire, zicher. If you say you've got the whole of Park Lane, it's a billionaire. Somebody says he's got the whole of London. Okay, I can't even. He didn't have one city. He had 1,000 cities, by Yabosho, by Elef Sfinois Vayom. And he also had 1,000 merchant ships on the sea. He was a shipping tycoon. So what do you think he did? He sat in his office? Nah. He delegated all his properties. He delegated all his businesses. Everything he had, he gave people to look after. And he, so the Gemara, he used to go, he put on his back the Cholyon V'yoyim. Nightly used to take a little packet of kemach al ksepoy or mahalach, and he used to go mehiyaliya mi medina le medina lil matoira. He went to learn Torah. His cheshik for Torah gven arushta. There he left everything to others. In fact, the Gemara says he once trespassed on his own estate, and they arrested him. They said, "What are you doing here?" So he said, "Ani ichbin kaplos mechasim. It's mine." So they said, "No, we've never seen you here before. Don't know who you are," and they wouldn't let him go till he paid the heavy ransom. If Rabbi Loza ben Chasum could do it, then you could do it as well. So they threw the Osher out as well. Then came the Osher. So they asked the Osher, "Nu, what about you?" "Lama lo yasakta batel." So the Osher says in the Beis Din Shemayda, "Noye hayisi, Ribbono Shel Olam, you created me a beautiful man, but tovud beyitzri, and I was constantly exposed to temptation. It's not my fault." He said, "Look, it's the fault of the Ribbono Shel Olam." He said, I couldn't help it. I couldn't control myself. So the Ribbono Shel Olam took him. You may think you've got an answer. Klum noe ho yiso yosemi yosem atzadik. Were you then more beautiful than Yosef HaTzadik? And we know what's written about Yosef HaTzadik, a most beautiful person. And he was faced with the temptation of Ashes Potiphar, and she threatened him. And she tried to bribe him all sorts of ways that he withstood that temptation. So the devotion said, if Yosef can do it, then Avada, you can do it. Nimtzah. So the Gemara comes out. Hillel Machai Vahim, Rav Lozer and Chasu Machai Vashirim, and Yosef HaTzadik Machai Vashoyim. That means these three people in their moral strength stand as an accusation to the poor, to the rich, and to those who can't control themselves. Now just imagine, is this Spesin Shemaila? Is this the Yom Adin? So we have to go to Yom Adin. The Rabbi Shem claimed, no, why don't you keep this? So we have an excuse. I can rationalize. Yosef HaTzadik could do it. You could do it as well. Next one. So is that Yehoshua King Gel? Were you worse than Hillel? Now if we've got to be like Hillel, and like Avraham ben Chasum, and like Yosef, me Yitzchak Badin, come to Chosef, the Yom Adin is an impossibility, or nearly an impossibility. So there are two Gemaras, where the Gemaras seem to imply the severity of the Yom Adin. And yet, there is a Medrash, where the Medrash says that the Yom Adin is not as difficult. And in fact, today, we're all doing Kaporos. We're all doing Kaporos today, and I'm going to read out a pasuk which we say in Kaporos, and then tell you what's stated in the Medrash. Im yei sholom malach, melisa echod mini elef. If a person can find a malach, an advocate, melisa echod, one defender, mini elef, one out of 1,000, lahagi v'odam yoshoi, who can vouch for the uprightness of a person, By Chuneinu, and the Rebbeinu Shem says, I will be gracious to that person. By Yomer Podeu Mirede Shachas, I will save that person from being punished Mirede Shachas. Motsosi Koipa, I found the redeeming feature in the life of that person. He is going to have a favorable outcome of his sin. So Chazal say, who are these defenders and prosecutors? That means there are 999 prosecutors, and there's one defender. Who are these? Zog the Medrash, and this is actually Yalkut Shimoni in Iyot, on that pasuk. Zog there, who are these? So the Medrash says, Elu, these are tshuva umasim tovim umitzus. Every time you do a maaseh tov, every time you do a chesed, every time you makayim a mitzvah, you create a defender. And when chas v'sholom, and when a person does not do the right thing, and he does something which is keneged da'atzeir, or keneged his chiyuv of mitzvahs, he creates a prosecutor. So this man comes to the Beis Din Shemayla, and there are 999 prosecutors. His chances are shot. But there's one. Echod mini elef melitz echod. There's one who says, yes, he did a good thing. Sheik podeyu mirede shachas. Motosi koifa. By chuneinu. As is of the medrash. Ve echod malamed olav schus nitzu. He'll be nitzu. Motosi koifa. Kumt rab loza. Or rab leza. But it's rab yusiak lili. And as of bachmen. Nay. The pshat in Pesach is different. There are 1,000 prosecutors. He's done 1,000 averes and 1,000 prosecutors. But in one of the averes, 1,000th part of it, there's a redeeming feature. Etgat aguta machshava. Motsosi koifa. Motsosi koifa. By chuneinu motsosi. Kum tachoyis. That when we stand in the Beis Din Shemayla and the Ribbono Shel Olam sees gemacht ein guter Tag, was haben auch gemacht, ein Chesed mit jenem, aber auch geben mal Stocke bei jenem. Sometimes we were sensitive to people's feelings. Sometimes we were considerate. Sometimes we gave a chizuk to somebody who was a little bit down. The rest of the year, we did things with Safnu. Motsosi Koifa. So how do you reconcile these Chazal? Here Chazal say, Sigifelach, Apila Shmuel Anovi, started to cry. Apila Shmuel Alovi was fine. Loma ir idastani. And here the Gemara says, Hillel mit yoitzem mit chablozer and chasem. And those said, Sigans poshet. I don't think any of us can say when the woman to the best in Shemayla, when we get to give it in the cheshman on Yom Kippur, Yom HaKapor, we're able to say, Mahomish, Epos, something, of course, could happen one day, after a whole year. So it should be more talking about, so what's the whole, what's it against the problem of the Yom HaDin? And I think there's no seal. So there's no concealer. And I want to explain to you why. And I think this is the reason. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is done, Ayid on Yom Kippur, it's with the Midas HaRachmin. Let me explain to you. Midas HaDin means exactly as a person behaved, so the Ribbono Shel Olam gives him according to Midah Keneged Midah. Midah Sarachmim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes into consideration that which a person might be able to do in the future. A person is judged by his potential. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that this person has a good potential, the potential is there. Good for one reason or another, he hasn't developed it. But you can see he's trying to develop it. Echot mini elef. He's trying to develop that potential. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, then my decision will be a favorable one. HaKadosh Baruch Hu always gives us a chance. As long as HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that we're trying, even if the trying is only a little bit, but you're developing that potential, then we'll give you a chance. We'll wait. Actually, it'll go further. But that's only as long as a person has potential. When you go into the oil of my MS, the Acham Eve Etzim Shonov, you got no real potential. Kedish Mem Achamitsu, some ice and toadim, you can't do it anymore. So only Osher Varosher that were brought in Bezin Shemaila, that's the Acham Eve Etzim Shonov. Where's the potential? There's no potential anymore. Then you got to give a din the Chachim. Then there's no answers. Then there's no Echod Mini Elef. Then it has to be all like Hillel, or like Yosef, or like Rablosev and Chasim. Shmuel HaNovi was brought to the Bezin Shemailu La'acha Me'eves Rimshono. It was already La'acha, his Rimshono went Le'mailu. Oh, there's a Cheshvan, there's a completely different Cheshvan. But we are in this world. And in this world, we have the opportunity of developing that potential which licked in Yeva Yiddish and Neshama. If the Ribbono Shel Olam sees that even Echad Mili Elef, we've tried, we've made an effort, we've made one resolution and we've kept it, then the Ribbono Shel Olam says, Prodeyu Mirede Shachas Motosi Kaita. And I think this is the reason why the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says that in the Aseret Shemei Tshuva, take on yourself chumras, which normally you don't take. I know, Chasers may do you back today. You know, if a person, Lemoshu, I'm speaking from a physical point of view, if a person doesn't use a certain limb, Lemoshu, a man's licked in bed for 2 years, doesn't move himself, you know what happens? You lose the koyach of halicha. You've lost it. You've lost that potential. Good. If you're there for a week, maybe it's a bit difficult. Potentially there, you can develop it. But if a person has not used something for a long time, you lose the potential that the koyach's also got. We know what's right. Yeah, there are chumas in life. Some people don't keep milk, which is mishuma. Shai, I'm zeh, it's a heather in there, basically. Okay. You've got to keep that potential alive, even if it's only for 10 days, but keep it alive, because if you don't keep it alive at all, you lose the potential. Then the din is not anymore Rachman. Then there's no Rachman. Then there's not Echot Mini Elet, but Tosi Koyben. Then there's Hillel mit Yosef mit Rablozov and Chasim. In order that the Ribbono Shel Olam should look at us, and the Ribbono Shel Olam should see the potential is there, and we're trying to be masakin that potential, and we're trying to develop that potential. Then, so the Aseret Shemei Tshuva is merely a zman to keep alive that bekoyach, that potential. And if the Ribbono Shel Olam sees we keep alive that potential, then he says, Motzotzi Kofa. And that's why in Kitzur is written this halacha. In Kitzur is written this halacha you should take on Chumash. You know, we say, Eine Hashem Elokecho Bo Mereishis Hashono Ad Achris Shono. Ad Achris Shono. There is a grammatical anomaly in this pasuk. There's a discrepancy here. It starts with a definite article. Eine Hashem Elokecho, Chazal say this refers to Rosh Shona, Aseret Shemei Tshuva. Eine Hashem Elokecho Bo Mereishis Hashono. Also, what's going to be from the beginning of the year to the end of the year, that Oge Paskin. In Rosh Hashanah, Aseret Shemei Tshuva, in Yom Kippur. But it starts with a definite article. Eine Hashem Elokecho Bo Mereishis Hashanah, the year. And then it said, Ad Achris, not Hashanah. Ad Achris, no article at all. Year's end. Why? In the same book, you would say, Reishis, Eine Hashem Elokecho Bo Mereishis Hashanah, Achris Hashanah. I'm all geared, and I once saw this from the Satmar Rav, Sefer Tzadik Levracha, but the Gazook Azei. Look, at the beginning of the year, Kumt Rosh Hashanah in Kippur. Oh, everybody says, this year's going to be the year, it's going to be a bang. Hashem! Oh, we're going to take on new resolutions, we're going to do things which we didn't do last year. We're going to improve, this year is going to be a better year than all the years. Mereishis Hashanah. And then we come to the end of the year, and we look back in retrospect, and we see disappointing. There's no Hashanah. Ad Achir Shanah. See, it's a normal year. maybe noch worse than a normal year. But God is good to me. But that's not the derech. The derech darf sein that the seif darf sein the same as the reishis. Seif maaseh ba machshava t'chila. What we had machshava t'chila, that's, you know, ir dam nish svavish, but by me and Beis HaMedrash have my yor svavish. Behui galene shenis, behui, you know what they say in the Musaf, Hein go alti eschem achis kereshis. So the Sapa Robert Gazok, when he said, Kumu de Gula, the Ibea Tikun, the achis, hui, hein go alti eschem achis, achis, the end of the year will be like the reshis. The ideals, the enthusiasm. That's what we wanted to achieve at the beginning of the year, this time this off. And thus, in my broch, so take a zayt, we should be zaycha, that we're, what we say in the Kaporos, Podeum eredu shachas, Motosi goipa, for the Rebellion sees we want to develop that potential. Lama taka, develop it, and beschuse, so mehoven taka, Motosi goipa. Over as I've still got a few minutes, I think, have I still got a few minutes? Oh no, I'm already over. Yeah. If not, well, zung, so take this off and I'll tell you without the. Yeah. And I'm talking about Shaila. I'm just going to tell you Shaila, with that I'll stop. You know, there's Shaila. I won't go say no Shaila. On Yom Kippur, that was talking about Melech HaKodesh. Melech HaKodesh. Some person davened Mincha, or davened Nila on Yom Kippur. And he forgot to say Melech HaKodesh instead of Kel HaKodesh. So, if you remember, it's still Yom Kippur, that will be chazun for Shmoneh Esrei, because Amelech HaKodesh HaMakom. But Eshel Mazu didn't remember Yom Kippur. He remembered while he was eating after Yom Kippur. Ui, chonish gezuk kemincha Amelech HaKodesh. Does he say another Shmoneh Esrei in order to be mashlim the mincha or not? Does HaShayla. Now you may say, what is the Shayla? But chazun, what the Shayla is? If a person on Rosh Chodesh has to say Yalla V'Yovay in the Shmoneh Esrei, and he didn't say Yalla V'Yovay, he repeats the Shmoneh Esrei. What's the din if you daven Mincha on Rosh Chodesh, and you didn't say Yalla V'Yovay, and you remembered Moitzi Rosh Chodesh, is a machlokes rishonim, zwischen the Chachmei Provincia and Rabbeinu Yehuda in Tosfos. Rabbeinu Yehuda says, there's no point in repeating the Shmoneh Esrei. Why? He's already done Mincha. What was missing? Yalla V'Yovay? He's not going to say Yalla V'Yovay now because it's already after Rosh Chodesh. Ma Yaviach! What's the point of davening? If you haven't done it at all, so you davened the Shmoneh Esrei. But he davened already. What did he say? He didn't say Yalla V'Yovay. He's not going to say it now. It's after Rosh Chodesh. Just say one tefillah for Maariv and no Tashlumin for Mincha. Kump the Chachmei Provincia and the Chachmei Provincia, nay. Rosh Chodesh, if you didn't say Yalla V'Yovay, you haven't done Mincha. So this is Mincha. Mamela, in the evening, you've got to say, Samach Luch Tzru Shoyne. Lo me yet klaren, legabe, Hamelech HaKodesh. So what's the Machloikas? The Machloikas of these two is the following. Is Yalla V'Yovay an integral part of the Shmoneh Esrei? And without Yalla V'Yovay, it's like you haven't said, Refoinu. We haven't said Shema Kolenu. On Chosh Chodesh, Yalla V'Yovay is an integral part of the Shmoneh Esrei. On Yalla V'Yovay, you haven't done it. Rabbeinu Yehuda said no. Yalla V'Yovay is not an integral part of the Shmoneh Esrei. Shmoneh Esrei is Shmoneh Esrei on Yalla V'Yovay, even Chosh Chodesh. Yalla V'Yovay is a chiyuv haskara while you're davening Shmoneh Esrei. But it's not a chesaron in the Shmoneh Esrei. So you've already done Mincha. What's missing? The Haskara of Rosh Chodesh. You can't do that now, so therefore you've had it. Lama klerem ba Melech HaKodesh. What's Melech HaKodesh? Is Melech HaKodesh an integral part of the davening of the Aseret Yemei Tshuva? And if you didn't say Melech HaKodesh, you'd ish gedam k'shmen esra. That's one way of learning. Or you could say no. Melech HaKodesh is not an integral part of Shmen esra. Shmen esra mitokel HaKodesh even in Aseret Yemei Tshuva. Tanan Achiyub in the Aseret Yemei Tshuva to be maskir, Malchus in the Shmoneh Esrei. And therefore, if you haven't said HaMelech HaKodesh, you repeat the Shmoneh Esrei, not because you haven't done it, you've done Shmoneh Esrei. but you repeat it in order to be maskia malchus in the Aseret Shemetzuah. Now, these two stodim be the nafkumina. If you left out Havelech HaKodesh Mincha on Yom Kippur, you left it out. So, if you say Havelech HaKodesh Tegubah, you haven't done Mincha. Twice Maariv, you better done twice Maariv. But if you say, the Mincha is a Mincha or a Melech HaKodesh, the Mincha is a Mincha or a Melech HaKodesh. Or it's Fan Achiev Lahaski and Malchus Bitzvila. So what are you going to do? You're going to daven another Shemana Esra now, but you're not going to be Maski and Malchus, because you can't after, it's after Yom Kippur already. Then there's no point to it. Those five sodim. But like I've long was Chamor Gehert, I once heard this from Rav Shmuel Rozovsky. Rav Shmuel Rozovsky of Gezok, he brought a raya, but my shvoger, Rav David Soloveitchik, told me a raya from the Gaon. From the Gaon. You know, in Shulchan Aruch state that in the Aseret Shemetzuah, you've got to say, besides HaMelech HaKodesh, you've got to say, Zochein Lachayim, Yichom Oichol, Upsoiv Lachayim Tovim, Besef Lachayim Tovim Misholim. What happens if somebody forgot one of those? State in Shulchan Aruch, Im Loyomer Zocheinu Michom Eicho, Eim Machzir Enoise. You don't believe. Zogt Mishne Brura, Pavos, Eim Machzir Enoise, because this was a Konas Hagoinim. It didn't come from, it initially did in the Gemara, but it's a Konas Hagoinim. Konas Hagoinim you don't have to repeat. As they state in Mishne Brura, and he brings it from the Rif. The Rif, not the Rif, the Modcha. The Gaon brings some other reason. And the Gaon says, Tase, you know why you don't repeat if you left out? So, Chenu, or the Bichom Eichel, because the Gemara in Shabbos, Havchob Dolet says, any Haskora, on a day where there's not a Korban Musaf, you don't repeat. As they said, the Gemara, so Taina there, Aseret Shemetzuah, there's no Musaf. I, Rosh Hashanah, there is a Musaf, and Yom Kippur, there's a Musaf. Aber der Din, so chenu, ist doch nicht kein Din in Rosh Shona und ihren Kippur. So aseres, je meis tshuva beka locha. Aseres, je meis tshuva, doesn't have a musaf. Hence, one does not have scholars where there's no korban musaf on that day, you don't have to repeat. So hat mein Schwager, Rav David, gefragt der Kasche, und was ist mit das Kodesh? Hamelech HaKodesh, there's also, why do you have to repeat? There's also no musaf. Is a raya, because that's not a haskorah. That's part of the Shemana Esra. The Gemara only talks about haskorahs, Yavoy, additions which are not an integral part of the Shemana Esra, but something which is an integral part of the Shemana Esra, not a mit musaf or not musaf. Therefore, you see from the Shulchan Aruch, that from the Gaon, you see that HaMelech HaKodesh is an integral part of the Shemana Esra. Therefore, might see Yom Kippur, you'll have to say two. What's what Rav Shmuel gesagt? So Rav Shmuel gesagt, nein. Rav Shmuel said, he has a different guy. What is that guy? You know, when we daven on this year, on Rosh Hashanah, it was Shabbos, and on Shabbos Shuvah, when it comes after Shemana Esra, Friday night, we say, Me'en Sheva, Morgan Ovis. Now, you know Morgan Ovis, if it's Rosh Chodesh, or it's Lamosh Shabbos Chosh Chodesh, or Lamoshul, it's Shabbos Yontif, or like this year, by Shona. In Morgan Ovis, you don't mention Haskovas. There's no mention of Yontif, there's no mention of Chosh Chodesh, there's no mention of Chosh Shona, only Shabbos. And yet, we say HaMelech HaKodesh. He cooked HaMelech HaKodesh. His Araya HaMelech HaKodesh is an integral part of the Shemana Esra. So he brought, Rav Shmuel brought, Maram Merottenberg, where Maram Merottenberg paskened that although if you forget HaMelech HaKodesh, although if you forget that, you've got to repeat the Shemana Esra, but in Me'en Sheva, don't say HaMelech HaKodesh, you should say Hokel HaKodesh. As they state Maram Merottenberg. But the Maram Merottenberg has learned HaMelech HaKodesh is not an integral part. We don't pasken like that. That the Maram Merottenberg got gehalten, it's not an integral, it's a chiyuv askorah, and askorah you don't say. Good. Yes, Malcolm, he's got it, but there's plenty to say on this. Oh, I think I've gone over time already. So, wünsche ich euch alle gemacht, sie mir toll, war gut gewesen, ich habe mir das Lernen zu sein.